Hi, everyone. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. My name is Kevin Beaver, and I'm an independent information security consultant, writer, speaker, and expert witness with Principal Logic LLC. I want to take a few minutes and share with you what I believe are 9 critical myths, misconceptions, and oversights regarding authenticated security vulnerability scanning. Number one, if you haven't done it at all, or if you haven't done it lately, you're going to be surprised at how much is uncovered when running authenticated vulnerability scans. It's unbelievable. You're going to find out more about your system configurations and your security holes than you ever thought possible. It's like serving on a homeowners association board of directors. You learn way more about your neighbors than you bargained for, including stuff that you can't unlearn. So it's going to be a lot of information, but it's good stuff to know. Number two, your scans are going to take at least twice as long. Seriously, if you have several hundred or even thousands of network hosts, this can lengthen your testing time significantly. And the same goes for web application scanning with authentication. There's just more to look at, so you're going to need more time. You'll also need more time for analyzing and reporting on your results, especially if you're writing a formal report. So keep that in mind. Number three, you need to make sure you plan out your testing well in advance. You're going to need more information, such as domains and user accounts, what user roles, role levels you want to test with. And also keep in mind that you run the risk of locking out user accounts. You're going to have to be mindful of the impact that authenticated scans are going to have on your production environment. In other ways, filling up logs and just general network and CPU utilization. So make sure you step back and think things through before you get rolling. Number four, you can't assume that a completed scan is the same as completion. In other words, just because the scanner is done scanning, it appeared to have logged in and appeared to have completed the scan, doesn't mean that everything on the host or in the web application has actually been reviewed. Likewise, failed scans need to be looked into further. Don't stop just because the scanner gives up. You've got to be persistent and make sure that that the scanner did what it's supposed to do and everything has been checked over. Number five, perspective and expectations are everything. It's just like in life. Just because you have 1,000 new findings doesn't mean that you've got 1,000 new things to do. You know, it could just be that you need to tweak your existing patch management system, or perhaps add a new third-party program to your list for patching, or maybe you just need to straighten out some security hardening standards. So just because you get all of this information doesn't mean that the sky's falling. You do need to look at the system as a whole, which includes both authenticated and unauthenticated scans, and then you need to provide some context around the vulnerabilities that are uncovered. And keep in mind that just because the scanner finds a flaw and rates it with a high level of severity doesn't mean it's a huge issue for you and your environment, given your specific circumstances, including politics and culture, risk tolerance, and things like that. You know, it's funny. The scanners will often turn up a whole bunch of level 5 or critical flaws that can really make internal auditors, management, legal, and other people outside of IT pretty nervous if they don't fully understand what they're looking at. So you have to be prepared to set their expectations that it's likely not as bad as things appear to be on the surface, or at least in the scanner reports once you run your authenticated vulnerability scans. Okay, number six. When performing your authenticated scans, if nothing is found, that doesn't mean that no issues exist. Again, as good as they are, these vulnerability scanners are definitely not going to find every flaw, even when you're logging in, even with authentication. Number seven, don't confuse authenticated scans with penetration tests. They're completely different things. Unfortunately, many people focus only on penetration testing and unauthenticated scans, and they end up neglecting the authenticated scanning side of the equation. And trust me, you're going to get way more out of your authenticated scanning. I'm not saying there's not a place for unauthenticated testing and penetration testing. I understand the void and the niche that they fill, But you need to understand the value that the authenticated scanning brings to the table. Number eight, even with the best vulnerability scanners and the most in-depth authenticated scanning, there's still no replacement for good old-fashioned hands-on experience and manual analysis. So never discount the value that you, as the security assessor, the auditor, the penetration tester, whatever you call yourself, never discount that value that you bring to the table. Anybody can run a basic scan, but it's what's done with the scanner settings, it's what's done during the scans, and especially what's done after the fact that really provides the value in vulnerability testing. So only you will be able to determine what's what and, again, what matters for your organization. Number nine, the bottom line is if you don't do authenticated vulnerability scanning, you're not going to truly know where things stand with security. I cannot stress it enough. The value of authenticated vulnerability scanning is immense. And you don't have to do it every time. You don't have to do it every month or every quarter or even every 6 months, whatever your vulnerability scanning schedule is. You just need to do it periodically and consistently. Maybe start out doing it the first time and then do it once a year. Do it every 6 months. Do it whatever is best for your specific environment. You may want to do it every time if you really want to keep track of what's going on your network host and any web applications that you're performing authenticated scanning on. But again, bottom line is if you don't do it, you're not going to have a good picture of where things truly stand. It's got to be done. So I really hope this information is helpful, and I wish you the best of luck with your security assessments. Have a great day.